Friends of ours in Texas had what they called their miracle tree. It was a big, beautiful Bradford pear, dominated their backyard, shaded their back deck. And then one year, a near tornado blew through town, a funnel cloud that didn't quite touch down. And if you know Bradford pears, you know what happened. There wasn't a single major branch left on that tree that was not broken or snapped or mangled in some way. And so they got out there after the storm and they cut down what they could, leaving the trunk and these jagged stumps of the bigger branches sticking up into the air. And they were just waiting for the rest of the tree trimming crews to kind of clean up the rest of the area before they hired someone to come in and to cut down the trunk and to grind up the stump. But that spring, while they were waiting to find someone to come in and to take on that project, the tree began to put out new shoots. And drawing strength from the rootstock of that tree, it quickly began to grow and take shape. And it's not quite the size that it was before the storm, and yet now that tree, it's getting there quickly. It's their miracle tree because life sprung out of what they assumed was a dead stump. Well, that image is the same image that Isaiah uses in today's reading. As he proclaims God's word to his people, he says these words. He says, "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit." Well, who is Jesse? Jesse is the father of David, and David was the greatest of the kings of Israel. And so the meaning of the image is that the nation of Israel is this stump. At this point in the history of Israel, the nation that David and Solomon ruled over has been split into two: Israel in the north and Judah in the south, both of them turning away from God, being unfaithful to him, exploiting the poor for their own advantage, chasing after other gods. And so God sent the prophets to call them to repentance time and time again, and time and time again, the people ignored their warnings. And so at this point, the nation of Israel, the northern kingdom, has already been conquered by the Assyrian army and overthrown. And now the Assyrians are knocking on the door of Judah. Branch after branch after branch has been cut down. And Isaiah comes and says, if you will turn back to God now, he will redeem you. And God's people continue to turn away. And so Isaiah comes and prophesies again that their doom is written, that they will be overthrown and carried off into exile. And yet in the midst of this long section of gloom and doom in Isaiah comes this one beautiful passage of what will happen after that. All of Israel will be cut down to a stump. And yet after a time, a shoot will come forth from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. Jesus is the shoot. This is one of the beautiful promises of the coming Messiah. Israel, because of their lack of faithfulness, will be cut down, and yet life will spring forth again. God will send another David, a descendant of Jesse, and there will be new life for God's people through him. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Jesus would come with wisdom and understanding. He would teach us the way of life, how to live in a right relationship with God and with others. Jesus would come with a spirit of power to establish God's reign on earth, to make all things right, to cause all things to go according to God's plan. Jesus would come with the fear of the Lord, calling people to repentance and stirring them to faith. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas, that this promised Messiah, Jesus, came, that Jesus was born, that this shoot sprung forth, that new life came out where before there was only death and dryness. Jesus came to inaugurate the reign of God here on earth. And in some ways, it's still only a shoot. New life is springing forth all around us and in us, and yet it is still not what it someday will be. And so in Advent, we look forward not just to the celebration of Christmas and remembering the birth of Jesus, but also to the coming of Jesus again in glory and the fulfillment of his kingdom and all of the fullness and life and growth that he has promised when Jesus comes to make all things right for all people. And so what a joy for us to look forward to that. Because this life can be hard, can't it? It's not yet what it should be. So I wonder, this morning, this week, have you ever felt like that stump? You ever felt like your life has been cut down, the branches stripped away, all the growth and all the life cut off? You know, you've tried your best. You've done all the things people told you that you needed to do in order to be successful, and yet it's not working. And you feel like you're failing at work, and you feel like you're failing at home. The business is struggling. There are projects that need more time and attention. You feel like you're doing your best and you're giving it your all, and still your boss wants more. And yet, at home, there's also that pull. The finances are tight. The kids are struggling at school. And maybe you and your spouse have drifted apart and you've lost touch with many of your old friends. And you feel isolated and alone. Perhaps grief at the loss of a family member is really dragging you down. And the weight of depression feels like a lead blanket draped across your soul. Sometimes we can feel like a stump with our branches cut off and our life withered away. Well, if you've ever struggled with any of those thoughts, with any of those things in your life, then please know this. You are not the shoot. Okay? You are not the shoot. The shoot is Jesus. And so many times in our life, the advice we hear is just try harder and run faster and do better and paint a smile on your face and things will get better. Just give a little bit more and things will be okay. And sometimes even our faith is portrayed that way. Just believe a little harder, trust Jesus a little more, hold on to him just a little bit tighter. But when you're that stump, when you've been cut down and cut off like that, it's not a matter of you trying a little more, trying a little harder to cause that growth. You see, you are not the shoot, and you are not responsible for that growth. Jesus is the shoot. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is the one who has the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the knowledge of God's plan, and the spirit of counsel and might, the power and the strength to bring it to fulfillment. It was Jesus who came to save the world. It was Jesus who understood God's plan of salvation and kept to that plan despite the misunderstandings of his followers, despite the attacks of Satan. It was Jesus who was cut down on the cross and laid in the tomb. and yet 3 days later sprung back to new life from the grave. It is Jesus who is still carrying out God's plan, who is bringing justice to the poor and the meek, who is bringing life where there was only dryness and death. And the promise for us is that he will deliver us and bring us into a new season of fruitfulness and joy. He is working to care for us and to restore us. And though we may feel dry and dusty inside, he is working for our good. And so what are we supposed to do in those seasons when we feel like a stump? Simply this: rest in him. Rest in him. Isaiah says of this root of Jesse that his resting place shall be glorious. The nations shall come to him. The nations shall rest in him as he accomplishes his purposes. And so when we feel like we have been cut down like this stump, it's not so much that we need to cling tighter to Jesus, that we need to believe harder in Jesus, as it is that we simply need to come to him and collapse at his feet and know that he is holding on to us. His resting place is glorious. And God invites us to come and to rest in him, to trust in his work for us, to wait and to watch for him to come in his time and to accomplish his plan. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. May you rest under this shoot of Jesse this season as God brings back a season of fruitfulness into your life. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Please stand.